CNN.
Radio.
This year promises not only new laws, but new ways for kids to learn science in many schools. America needs more so-called STEM workers, people who work in science, technology, engineering, and math. At least that's the view in 26 states. They've banded together to make big changes to how science is taught. CNN's Jonathan Martin visited a conference of the National Science Teachers Association recently and wrote about these new science standards for CNN's education blog, School of Thought. So, John, there are 26 states developing their own science curriculum. What does that mean and why?
Before this year, before these standards are coming out, the next generation standards, every one of those states created their own standards. They had to get their experts, their teachers, whatever, and develop the rules, basically the curriculum that teachers would follow, what kids would learn in the class. Now these 26 states are collaborating. Jerry Wheeler is the director of NSTA.
I mean, one of the messages for parents is that your science classroom is not the classroom that your child should be getting.
So what type of changes are we talking about, and how will life in the classroom be different for kids in these 26 states?
There's just two main real big changes here. One is engineering is getting a big push. Before, engineering was kind of like mentioned, whatever, it's a possible field. If you know science, if you know math, you're good at it, go into engineering. You know, scientists look at answering questions and stuff. Engineers answer problems. The other thing is that they're going to have the kids, instead of just building models like you might have built a model of DNA or might have built a plant cell, have the kids actually experiment with the models and predict what would happen in different situations. Kids haven't really been doing that in the past. It's going to be exciting, but it's going to be messy.
Now, you were a science teacher yourself, and you actually spoke to a science teacher while you were doing research for the story, and she is a first-year teacher, and her name's Diana Callison. Let's hear a little bit from Diana right now.
I like project-based stuff. I like hands-on stuff because kids tend to be more interested in it. So doing something that's not a worksheet, that's not reading out of the textbook, but something where they can think independently, they tend to engage better.
What's the ultimate goal here, John? And what evidence has been looked at that shows that these new standards might work?
A lot of this is based on research. The National Science Foundation developed this framework at looking at how kids learn, how they're motivated. Now, there are some critics. There are people that say, look, if you're going to learn science, you've got to study. But Wheeler will tell you and other people will tell you, the American companies are looking for STEM workers who come from America. They're not finding them. There's a big deficit in these jobs. And kids are shying away from these fields. And so we've got to motivate them to go into these fields.
John Martin, he's a writer for the education blog on CNN.com and also works at Student News. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.